The Black and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago. If you're looking to get out of that tiny apartment and into your own home, visit nhschicago.org/team.
Each night here on the show, Black and Abdallah, we like to play for you the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for
tonight. What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we go to Asia. Heat of the Moment from 1982. It's your Song of the Night with Black and Abdallah.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. Scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment.
So, doll, this is our song of the night, Asia's Heat of the Moment, because their self-titled debut album hit number one on the Billboard album charts for the first time on May 15th, yesterday in 1982, 40 years ago. They held the spot for 2 weeks, and then they returned later for another 7-week run as the top album on Billboard's charts.
Asia among the great one-name location bands.
Yes.
Asia, Boston,
sure.
America.
Yes. You got any more there? You just got three?
Journey.
Kansas? Is that
Kansas? 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 Oh. I'm trying to think of other ones. You can put them in the chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. John Wetton, the bass player, wrote this song. The lyrics are an abject apology for my dreadful behavior towards a particular woman, the woman I would eventually marry but divorce 10 years later.
That's quite a ride. All right.
The chorus began its life as a 6/8 country song. All right.
A what?
A country song. It's 6/8 time.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a time signature. Don't worry about it.
I said something else.
Don't worry about
it. Don't mind me.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. This song was in the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, and so...
An episode of South Park, too.
When we were rolling this song into the audio system...
Europe, too. Thanks, Connor. Sorry. Go ahead.
We're watching clips of the 40-Year-Old Virgin. Boy, is that movie old.
Yeah.
Like that movie looks old.
Yes,
it's
yeah,
great.
It does.
It's a classic.
Well, Jonah Hill looks like he's 15 in that movie.
It looks old.
Some other ones are Alabama, Chicago.
Oh, that's right, Chicago! What yeah. are we doing?
Well, Chicago Transit Authority, but then they had to change their name to Chicago. Also, I said great bands. And I was right. There is a line where they say, is that a framed Asia poster?
And the 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah.
Of course.
A cool poster, though. Their graphics are always great. Their CD covers, this one's got a big old dragon on it. In the water, it's a water dragon.
Did you select the album cut?
I did. I gave you the album version, the 350, not the single version. You get the extra the extra little...
Noodling? Yeah.
The little extra noodling in this one.
Asia, Heat of the Moment. It's your song of the night.
Yo, later.
How about this? Sylvie's pick. We go to the Counting Crows, Rain King, from 1993. It's a little spring trading song of the night. Sylvie's pick here on ESPN 1000.
When I think of heaven, never me in a black winged bird. I think of flying down in your sea of pins and all of the instruments of faith and sex and God in the belly of a black winged bird. So try to feed me, 'cause I've been here before and I deserve a little more.
Rain King from the Counting Crows today.
You know, I was thinking Smashing Pumpkins because we had Billy on.
Sure.
But I've always loved the Counting Crows. It's in that area where I started to refine what I liked musically. And Adam Duritz brings it here. It's not their most popular song off their debut album, but I thought it captured too. I mean, there's a lot of deep meanings in this song, but like today's just one of those rainy type days, and we've been the rain king of spring.
Oh, yeah.
One day after another, the weather's been better, but I just love this line. Like, I belong in the service of the queen. I just love this song, and every time I hear it, I like it more. It gets better with age, I believe. So,
little fun fact, a little Bleck and Abdal fun fact. When we were at Columbia College hosting our college radio show, we booked and interviewed Adam Duritz.
How was he? Was he a good guy? He seems like a good guy.
Sylvie, he was awesome.
That's what it
seems
like.
He was so nice to two stupid college kids. He was willing to talk. He was he talked to us for like 15 minutes. He was great. It was awesome.
There are two ways to figure out if a guy's nice or not, right? I think one, I was always taught, it's how people treat people in the service industry.
Sure, yeah.
If they show that they're a jerk to people in the service industry, they're a jerk to lots of people.
Yeah.
And then I think how you treat college kids who are looking for, you know, just a little help. And there are a lot of big guys who will big time you. And then there are guys like Adam Duritz who, you know, who will deal with it and will be happy to be on with you guys.
To be fair, Abdal was very sneaky in not mentioning that we were college students. He would just say we're a radio station from Chicago.
I love it.
And then if someone, you know, asked us, like Bill Burr, we interviewed Bill Burr, and he immediately was like, ah, you guys are college kids. And we were like, yeah, we are, you know, and he was great, too. He was more than willing to talk to us. But Adam Duritz, I don't know if he sniffed that one out, but he was great.
Yeah, yeah. And I in concert, they drive me a little crazy because he doesn't sing it like this.
How does he sing it?
He does it differently every time. Sometimes to the point, Chris, where you can't even recognize the song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I wouldn't be about that. When I see someone, I want the song to sound like the song that I expect.
Sure, sure. And this is a good, fast, up-tempo song. Got a lot of soul to it, too. Love it.
Counting Crows, Rain King, it's your song of the night. Sylvie's pick tonight, Spring Trading, here on ESPN 1000.
Yo, Lynn.
All right, song of the night. Here we go. Tyler Aki. Have you ever heard this song before?
You know, I had never heard of the song.
Okay.
But I do know this song.
Now that I've heard it,
this happens a lot on Song of the Night.
Yes, yes. And that will happen. Let's go a quick roll call here. Jake Cantu, have you heard this song?
Same thing as Tyler. I didn't know the name of the song, but I've heard this plenty of times.
Charlie, are you familiar with this song?
Exactly what Jake and Tyler both said. I didn't know the name of it, didn't know who sang it, but I was definitely familiar once I started listening.
Also, I think we're going to get in trouble. We're going to get in trouble because we've used this one before.
Have we? Oh, well, wait.
I'm going to check some archives here.
Uh-oh. Tyler Aki is going through the archives.
There are two rules to the Song of the Night, Jeff.
Okay.
They are, one, no Michael Jackson, and two, no repeats.
Okay.
This may be a repeat.
Well, Tyler
Aki. I'm going to check through. We may be banned from Song of the Night.
All I can tell you, Tyler Aki, is I asked specifically, was this song ever used? And I was told it was not this song, gentlemen. Don't worry, baby birds, I'll feed you. It's Self-Esteem by The Offspring. The reason we're doing The Offspring, guess what? We've got two pairs of tickets for you. If you want to go Saturday night at the Aragon Ballroom, give us a call right now. 312-332-3776. Again, that's 312-332-3776. We need two callers. What callers are we going with, Tyler?
Let's go with caller 10 and 20.
Callers 10 and 20. If you want to go Saturday night, The Offspring at the Aragon Ballroom, be callers 10 and 20 right now at 312-332-3776. And you will have yourself a pair of tickets.
I'm pulling the Twitchers right now to see if we've done this song. My two cross references are saying no, but this definitely sounds like a song that we have done before.
The Offspring, a lot of their songs tend to sound familiar.
It sounds similar.
Song that Hope Against Hope, that we are not repeating and breaking any rules set down by Black and Abdallah, but if we are, so be it. He's Tyler Rocky. I'm Jeff Mellor. We're back tomorrow with Sylvie on ESPN 1000. I want to
rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, live.